welcome, my friends. Yes, it's my favorite day of the week, Friday, August the 3rd, Rabbi Noel with you for the next hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. Well, the big jobs number came out and surprised a few people. Most analysts had a whisper number of a gain of 90,000. The number came in hot at 160,000. Even though the unemployment rate crept higher from 8.2 to 8.3. Needless to say, Wall Street looking for any good news. The Dow up 200 points at 13,097. NASDAQ higher by 57, 2,967. We'll have the rest of the numbers for you when we return.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
where the clouds give way to sun.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Well, with the Dow up triple digits, U.S. dollar weaker by 74 basis points, dollar index at 82.57. Crude oil higher by almost $4 at $90 a barrel. And with crude oil higher, the dollar weaker, gold up $11 at $1,600, silver up 55 cents at $27.78, platinum up $12 at $14.33, palladium up 8 at $5.79. One can only assume that the risk on trade is the only thing that can explain the pop in metal prices outside of... yesterday afternoon, a lot of rumors suggesting that the CME is going to lower margins on silver and gold contracts come Monday. And that's the best explanation I can give you. Anyway, as we do each and every Friday, great pleasure to welcome Charles Colson from Straight Gate Ministries. Hey, Chuck.
Good morning, Robbie. I'm happy to be back on with you. It's always always a good spot in my week to.
Yes, mine too.
On Fridays kind of wakes me up.
Yes, it's a.
Makes me stop and think a little bit and say, what are we going to talk about?
Yes, well,
there's
a smorgasbord available.
Yeah, there certainly is. The Olympic Games.
Yes,
hot and heavy, and there's some and there's some interesting things there. And then, of course, why did the gold market go down big in the last couple of days? That's what I can't understand. It's been going down at a time when it looks to me like it should be going straight up.
Well, I guess you could boil it down to disappointment coming from the Fed minutes earlier this week, where they said nothing about quantitative easing, and people were expecting some hint of that. And then Draghi from the ECB also... disappointing by not spelling out their plan for quantitative easing. So you had a.
I went back and looked up who Mario Drucker is.
Yes,
Drucker. Drucker.
Drucker,
who is head of this central bank of all of the European common market countries, I guess that's
yes.
how you describe it, but they've all got other central banks, so there's central banks everywhere, plus the International Monetary Fund is a central bank, so it's so confusing as to who, which central bank is the big central bank, but anyway, who this Drucker is, I was shocked to find out that a couple of, not too long ago when he was appointed, there was a kind of a protest against him because they said he worked his last job before they appointed him to this powerful position is that he worked for Goldman Sachs.
Yes.
Another Goldman Sachs guy, just like Timothy Geithner.
Yes.
And everybody else that seems to run anything in, that has anything to do with money. And people were concerned about that, but he got appointed anyway. And then he comes out with this brash statement, I will do anything that's necessary, everything that's necessary to keep, to preserve the euro. And then we find out that he's nothing more than another Ben Bernanke, who never was a banker. They call him a banker in his resume, but he was never a banker. He was just a con man, basically, pumping economic data into big outfits like Goldman Sachs for money, and a college professor, I guess, an economist.
Pretty much. That's his resume.
Yeah. So this is the guy who's going to save the Europe? And then is everybody going to listen to him? Or do they all look at his resume like I did and say, hey, this is just a gold-plated phony? who's pretending to be something.
I think a lot of people came to that realization where he didn't follow through on his rather bold statement about defending the euro at all costs in his statement on Thursday.
Well, yes. How does he do that? So turns out that he, just like you'd expect from a college professor who's never done it, is he doesn't really have a plan to do that. He just says we're going to print all the money we need, but someone else has to probably approve all the printing. And then what is going to happen?
Well, it looks like what will soon be an Olympic sport of kicking the can down the road is what the European Union is doing, is just simply buying time, just like the Fed is buying time before it announces any more quantitative easing, the general consensus. The general consensus is Bernanke doesn't want to. It would obviously be seen as a political action rather than a monetary action, and would harm the perception of the Fed's independence. So we may still get some word of quantitative easing coming out later this month when they have their annual powwow down in Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh, that again. Well, I don't want to sound like I'm plugging your business or anything, but it just looks to me like if I were looking at all this kind of simplistically like I do and sort of trying to cut to the bottom line because I don't have all day to think about this stuff, seems to me that after going around a couple times, you say the logical thing to do is to buy a little bit of gold and silver because they're down from their highs, and though they're way higher than they were 10 years ago, still, what's a better place to put money than maybe that and that? And so it sort of shocked me for the last few days when gold went down.
Well, you know, Chuck, I've been paying close attention to some interesting commentary from a number of reliable sources, and it's kind of sort of like end of times predictions.
Yeah.
But there's a number of people that are saying that the world as we know it today could change dramatically midway through September because of Iran moving out of the petrodollar.
Yes.
And
well, what struck me is I'm always looking for a reason, and I wondered if myself, is it possible that all these Goldman Sachs people and all these central bank positions have all gotten their heads together and have decided that what the only thing left to do is sell all the gold currency or gold reserves out of these International Monetary Fund and the European Central Bank and the and other places. Where could it be that they're planning a big gold sale and the smart people know that's going on and so they're ducking out of gold for now, or is that a possibility that they will sell gold out of these funds?
No, something that's been in play for a long time. All those central bankers were for many years sellers of gold reserves. They have been net buyers of gold reserves of late, and that feeds into the breakup of the petrodollar, because these countries need gold in order to, because of the sanctions that are imposed on Iran, are buying gold in order to pay for their oil. And it also seems as though the war drums are beating ever louder on a consistent basis.
That's another reason to buy gold, because obviously you can't store oil at home, but you could store some gold if you could get that. So seems to me that all the good arguments are that all these other things like the stock market doesn't look very good to me, and yet it's up 200 points today.
Yes.
So it seems like these things just fluctuate back and forth on the whims, and you wonder if huge investors are nothing more than whim buyers and sellers.
Well,
buy one thing and dump the next, and don't think any more deeply than children.
Well, it always amuses me when we have action like this that we had today. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out and be right back with Dolph Nelson from Straight Gate Ministries.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost, and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
So hard to please, but look around,
Olson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, let's move on to another topic I know is near and dear to your heart. And I was pleasantly surprised this week to finally see a number of articles dealing with corn for food, not fuel. One popped up in the New York Times, and another one popped up in Slate magazine, Food as Fuel. I have both those articles linked on my website. And it seems as though the folks in Washington, although they try to pass a standalone drought relief rescue package yesterday, it seems as though that farm bill has been put on hold indefinitely.
Robbie, that's exactly what we would like to see happen. My own judgment of this matter is that Congress is so inept and so weak and so bought out that they really can't do anything positive for us. A positive move would be to sit down and throw ethanol out of the farm bill and simply eliminate all the mandates. And at the same time, there's a bunch of other things they should do as well, because the farm bill is outrageous, and it's a mega billion-dollar bill, and all their proposals became law at a time when prices were low and there were surpluses in commodities, and now you've got very, very high farm prices, and none of these ideas that they have in this bill make any sense. And I don't even know about the food stamp part of it. I'm sympathetic to people that need food, but
sure.
I'm not for giving things away, but. But that's also in the farm bill. It has no business being there. That ought to be in some other and separate entitlement where they actually look at the need for giving people food, and it shouldn't be part of a benefit to farmers to have a food stamp bill, as I see it. So,
well, obviously, the argument that you hear from Washington is that the reason why the farm bill is on hold is because the Democrats are opposed to the Republican requirement of, reducing the food stamp program.
Right, that's the only thing they propose reducing, and all their cuts are way, way out in the future. So none of these proposals are any good. It's a matter of total cowardice in Congress. So the best thing that could happen would be they do nothing. And then the farm bill would expire, and then, of course, the whole matter would have to be taken up. But the part of the bill that is about ethanol requires somebody to do something. Somebody has to tell the EPA to stop enforcing these mandates that ethanol be burned by people like Archer Daniel Midland to make corn. And we're now in the midst of what really is kind of like a perfect storm. There was a movie, The Perfect Storm.
Right.
Remember seeing that? George Clooney was in it.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't really one storm. It was, according to the book, it was three storms, and they all just happened to come together at the same place and the same time. And then in the movie, George Clooney happened to have the misfortune of having his boat right in the middle of the three storms that nobody could survive. It was, but it wasn't one storm. It was a combination of three events that all came together at the same time, and that's the way I see this food problem now. First of all, we have a huge change in the whole population dynamics of the world in the last 20 years, especially in the last 10, where you've had companies like China have become huge importers of food. China didn't used to import food, but now they import all kinds of food because they
it was announced yesterday that Mexico has made its biggest purchase of corn in its history.
I guess so. In terms of dollars, it would be huge because the price is going up 400%.
Yep.
But then you have, in addition to this, you have simultaneously imposed from a different direction this idea of burning fuel, burning food to make corn, to make ethanol, and it pushed off on everyone as an environmental necessity. They still talk about that occasionally, but you hardly hear about it anymore because it's now become widely recognized it doesn't have any environmental benefits. In fact, it's harmful, but we won't get into that. We've written plenty about that. In addition to that, then you have the weather. We suddenly have a drought, and the corn crop is threatened.
Yeah.
The corn crop ever is being threatened. So there's your perfect storm.
Oh, absolutely. We're speaking with Chuck Olson from Straightgate Ministries, and we'll return after the 8 messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden, and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Speaking with Charles Carlson, are you familiar with a guy by the name of Jeremy Grantham?
No, I don't think so. Talking
about the perfect storm that you mentioned before we went to break. He is a co-founder of a global investment management firm called GMO. He was on CNBC this week, and he said we are about 5 years into a chronic global food crisis that is unlikely to fade for many decades.
Yes, well, that's true. The amount of food that can be produced is not infinite. And starvation has always been something that's, stalked mankind wherever you have big population growth. We have this great technology, but when you take 40% of the corn crop and destroy it, it goes far beyond that because it's changed the wheat crop, it's changed the oats crop, it's changed other things farmers raise. It's caused all kinds of other diversions from cotton to corn and things like that. We're going to have an explosion in the cotton market one of these days. The price of blue jeans is going to go up. This thing is very big, and I want to stress this. At the root of this problem, Congress knows all about this. This is not a debatable mystery. The facts are on the table. The articles that are being published now about ethanol and corn are almost indisputable. And there's no one that really is putting up a decent technical argument for why there should be 1 gallon of ethanol produced other than for disinfectants and things like that, which is the normal need. And you've got the huge companies that are at the bottom of the ethanol chain are people like Monsanto and Archer Daniel Midland and Bunge Company, General Mills, Cargill. I'm just jotting down some that I looked at. And then you've got the banks and the big financiers who've financed these. And this has been a major construction project in the last 15 years. You've had, I don't know how many, maybe 200 of these plants built in the United States, and they're $500 million plants or more. They're all big, big, big plants. You've got public investment in them. And then then the farmers who are in the community have all been talked into investing in these. And so that it's probably, if you go into the Corn Belt, you'd be hard-pressed to find many farmers that hadn't taken their profits and bought stock in the local ethanol plant. So these are the people that are saying, well, we got to keep these plants open because we just can't allow these people all to lose their money. So that's the lobby that's shoving Congress, and that's why your congressman is walking around with his hands in his pocket, a stupid look on his face, and saying, well, the facts are not all in. We don't know quite what to do yet. The truth is, the facts are in. He's been told by ADM and Bunge and the other big lobbyist groups behind the ethanol business that they've got to keep the plants open and don't touch the mandates. That's basically what your congressman is up against.
And it seems as though they are obviously also more interested in fermenting a war with Iran, as once again, the U.S. is imposing additional sanctions on Iran. But this time, rather than directing it towards the Iranian government, they have a new tactic, and they are looking at sanctions that would actually harm Iranians.
Absolutely.
In a hope that, that would foment some form of civil unrest in Iran.
That's right. They're actually trying to sting the people under the crazy theory that then the people are going to throw out their government. They know better than that. They know what's really going to happen is it's going to cause an incident. And that incident will be the excuse to start bombing. And once they start, then, of course, nobody can stop them. This is the idea. And I don't know if I said this in this program before, but a few weeks ago I noticed where Lockheed came out with a big public statement. It was written like a big warning. And they said they were speaking to the administration, and they said, we are in dire straits. We're not making enough war equipment. They didn't use the term war equipment, but our profits are down, and we are going to have to announce enormous layoffs. And by federal law, we have to announce that 6 months in advance. So it looks like before the election, we're going to have to make this announcement of enormous layoffs, unless, of course, we get more business. So in other words, they're saying, give us war, give us war, Mr. President, or we're going to announce layoffs before your election. That's essentially what they're saying. So Congress is totally cowardly in all these issues because they're just basically bailing out to these lobbies, Lockheed being one of them. And that's what's behind the war effort in Iran, is that it's business. The idea is we need the war in order to have an excuse to build more weapons and put more people back to work. End of story.
There's a lot of people that are also speculating that Romney's visit to Israel after his disaster in London was nothing more than his approval for Israel's war on Iran.
Sure, probably true. Are you going to interfere with it? And
if you listen to some of his statements while in Israel, the first thing I thought about when I heard him saying why Israelis are more successful than Palestinians, the first thing that came to my mind was, now there's a perfect example of Zionese if I ever heard it.
Absolutely. The Zionese, going over there saying it's all about culture. The Palestinians have no culture. That's why they're not making economic progress. Did you see the Palestinian team march into the Olympic Games?
Yes.
One man, I think. Or was it more than one? There was one guy that was interviewed. He did something. I don't know what he did. But a Palestinian, to get into the Olympic Games, has to get permission from the State of Israel to go.
Amazing.
Can't even buy a ticket and go.
And let me just change subject here. You are busy doing an article on your impression of watching the Olympic opening ceremony. When are you going to be completed with that article? I found it interesting in some of your observations.
Well, we're working on it, and probably before the weekend it will be published on our site. And I might tell people, go to charlesecarlson.com, because we're now rebuilding the We Hold These Truths site, and you need. And we've announced this. We've told people to do this. The charlesecarlson.com site is where you'll find all of our new stuff. Where we're rebuilding our obsolete website, which has been hacked and crashed and stolen from, and everything you can think of has happened on it, and it's just built on 10-year-old technology, so we're having to do it all over.
Yes.
So, anyway, this the story on my impression of the Olympics. Of course, I'm a fanatical sports fan. I love the Olympics.
Sure.
I just love the spirit of the kids there, the 16-year-old gymnasts, and to me, it's just absolutely amazing, the swimmers. And I think maybe the people that row the boats, who we don't even know their names, and they pass out in the boats. That's the spirit of the Olympics. But my story is going to talk about this a little bit. I'm horrified when I see Kobe Bryant and his big sidekick, LeBron James,
yes,
out on the town getting in trouble at night, and multimillionaires there, and representing the U.S. in basketball, and the Williams sisters in tennis, and so on and so forth. The spirit of the Olympics. There's two Olympics. There's still the Olympic that has some purity about it, that is the amateur type, the rowers,
yes,
and so on, and then there, who don't make any money and are not going to make any money out of it. And then you have the professional athletes there playing basketball who are already multimillionaires, and unless they found a way to waste all their money already, and who go out at night and get drunk and in trouble with their wives and all kinds of things while they're in London. But the part of the story that I'm writing about is the opening ceremony, which I liked the opening ceremony because I thought it was an honest portrayal of the decline of Great Britain. And, I mean, partly honest as this writer could get. The guy who designed it is the author of Slumdog...
Slumdog Millionaire.
Slumdog Millionaire, who was an Indian who came up out of the sewer, Indian boy, and became rich in India in their, you know, expanding economy. And the Great Britain is the opposite of that. It's an economy that's on the downhill slide, and I thought the guy actually did a really good job. Where you and I are going to differ is I don't like the music, and I'm saying so in my story. I think the music is a symbol of the decadence and downturn of culture in Great Britain. But anyway, story is coming. I have a little quiz for you, though, Robbie.
Yes, sir.
Do you know how much gold is in an Olympic gold medal?
I know it's not even an ounce.
It's 6 grams. It's one
yes.
sixth, about one sixth of or one fifth of an ounce. And when the Olympic athletes came into the field, Brian Williams was proclaiming there. You know, he was giving us a blow by blow account as the athletes came on the field. And he gave us a rundown of the good guys and the bad guys as they came in. As the Palestinians, as the Israelis came in, he recited how in 1978 their athletes had been killed, and the poor Israelis had been denied a minute of silence right in the middle of the ceremony in honor of the 1978 team. Then the Palestinians came, and he said they'd been, of course, murdered by Palestinians, and then, of course, the Palestinian delegation came in, and the same went on up and down the line, reciting who all the good guys and who all the bad guys were as they came on in the arena. And during the U.S. team coming in, he talked about Jim Thorpe. And I don't know if you knew this, but Jim Thorpe in 1912... was the last Olympian to get a solid gold medal. Before that, they were made of solid gold. I don't know how big they were. But the medals he took home were solid gold. And, of course, the ones they get now are great big things, and they're made out of silver with gold plating.
Yes.
So the interesting thing was that Jim Thorpe was stripped of every one of his medals that he won in the 1912 Olympics, because someone reported him for playing amateur or semi-pro baseball in the summer between college years for board and room. He's going to college, and in the summer he needs a job. So what does he do? Instead of being a hod carrier to some mill, he plays on a local Bush League baseball team, and they give him board and room and probably expenses or something. He ends up giving up all of his Olympic medals because he was no longer an amateur. And Brian Williams tells the story of Jim Thorpe, but he doesn't tell that part of it. And he tells it at the very time Kobe Bryant is walking by, the millionaire basketball player with the Los Angeles Lakers and LeBron James and all the rest of the 6.5 foot to 7 foot basketball players. What has happened to the Olympics between the time of Jim Thorpe and the time of Kobe Bryant? Obviously, there's something very wrong there.
Yeah, I lost pretty much a lot of interest in the Olympics because it became a political tool in the 70s and the 80s. And in South Africa, it affected a number of very fine athletes because South Africa ultimately was banned from the Olympics because of South Africa's apartheid policies.
There you go, right there. And now today, you have Israel occupying Palestine, Palestine having to get permission to attend the Olympics from Israel, and of course this is all acceptable today.
And you know, there's also the Olympics has now become an experiment in the cashless society. I don't know if you know this, Chuck, but Visa replaced all ATMs in and around the various Olympic sites with Visa machines. In other words, if you wanted to buy anything, no matter what it is, even a cup of tea, you would have to use a Visa card, and it's an experiment in how people would react to a cashless society. All done under the auspices of obviously putting a kibosh on people not reporting, sales transactions.
Oh, okay. So everybody's, all the transactions get reported.
Yeah.
And Visa, of course, makes out fine. How did they get that contract? That's quite a contract.
Oh yeah, and you know that was obviously one of the stipulations that Visa must probably made to the Olympic Committee, that they do away with all ATM cash machines around the Olympic venues and force people to use Visa cards.
Right. Well, I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of arguments over my views on the Olympics, so I'm looking forward to stirring up some excitement when we post the article. So if you go to cecarlson.com in the next couple of days, you'll see it there.
Yeah, I look forward to it. The little snippet you sent me of was intriguing, so I'm looking forward to seeing it in its entirety. And we'll take another quick break and be right back after this.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered Ion and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now, still the same. And the sound we make together is the music to the story in your eyes. It's been shining down upon me now. We alive. Listen to the time.
Wow. Website for this Friday, and if you'd like to access Charles's website, it's Charles E. Carlson, that's CARLSON.com, and the companion site is WHTT.org. Did I get those both right, Chuck?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wind up the same place no matter where you go.
There you go. So, as we end this Friday, Dow still holding on to triple-digit gains, and gold and silver are flying. Gold up $18, silver up almost 80 cents. So I guess it's a good way to start a Friday.
I'd say. We had a big killing here, you know, the
yes.
James Holmes is being indicted now for murdering 24 people, and he still hasn't said a word. I went back and looked up a story that I wrote in 2008, January 3rd, 2008, about another killer. His name was Matthew Murray. He was a homeschooled Christian, and the people he killed were all, in his opinion, Christian Zionists. And we're going to republish that story with a little bit of an update.
Oh,
because
yes, I remember that.
Remember that?
Yes.
It's quite an event. And what this man said, he wrote an extensive blog, and it's an incredible indictment of Christian Zionism. Of course, Matthew killed himself when he finished killing four people in two different Christian Zionist churches. Actually, one of them was a youth organization that I'm going to stick my neck out and say is a cult called YWAM. It basically is a missionary cult, and Matthew was in it. And he wrote some incredibly interesting things on his blog. He was not dumb. He was like the murderer in Aurora, Colorado. He was plenty smart. But he said, the damage has been done. This is one of his quotes. Now it is Christianity that will be mocked, laughed at, ridiculed, and judged, condemned by many. For me, I feel I can forgive my parents and family. He was a very much dominated child, 24-year-old in a very devout Christian Zionist family. He said, I can forgive my parents and family. However, I do not forgive their belief doctrine, and I will not tolerate further abuse. I believe that the truth needs to be exposed. People need to see through the erroneous and destructive doctrines and teachings.
Well, Chuck, unfortunately, music means we're flat out of time.
Next week.
Thank you, my friend. Have a great week.
Okay, thanks.
And everybody, have a great weekend. Stand by for Spengola Speaks coming up at the top of the hour. But we'll do this again come Monday. Till then, see you bye.